MSO News, giving voice to the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Monday, July 1, 2024, brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage and communities on the North Shore. I'm Rick Moore. Sun and clouds today, low 70s, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8.09 p.m. Michael McHugh is writing in today's Salem News that over 2 days, protesters gathered on Salem Common last weekend to stage a community encampment intended to show solidarity with the Palestinian people and demand an immediate permanent ceasefire in the ongoing war in Gaza. The Salem Common encampment included information tables, games and activities, music, and intermittent speakers from involved organizations like North Shore for Palestine and Massachusetts Peace Association. The encampment was accompanied by a large police presence with officers from nearby departments. Police said they would respond, as they do for any large events, particularly ones with the potential for conflict and disruption, and would not tolerate any destruction of property. The Daily Item is reporting today that an independent investigator will be procured by Marblehead's interim superintendent John Robideau by July 19 to determine the merit of internal discrimination allegations between district personnel. The school committee granted permission to Robideau in a vote, allotting $25,000 toward the initiative. In an email to the district, former interim superintendent Teresa McGinnis said the district attempted to investigate the claims internally, but the investigators themselves have been subjected to accusations of being conflicted. Committee Chair Jean Schaffner said, although she is in favor of this motion and is thankful that we're going to move forward with this and that we're going to have our superintendent be leading it, she heard very serious concerns from constituents in the last school committee meeting. She said the concerns revolved around the school's curriculum and anti-Semitism within the district. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Uber and Lyft are dropping their plans for a ballot question to classify their drivers' employment status after reaching a deal with the state attorney general's office to boost wages and benefits. The agreement, which was disclosed late Thursday, will require the companies to pay drivers a minimum of $32.50 an hour. Drivers will also get expanded benefits, including paid sick leave and a stipend to buy into the Massachusetts Paid Family and Medical Leave Program, according to the AG's office. In the Salem News, Michael McHugh is reporting that Danvers Public Schools has named two new assistant directors of student services, Derek Munyon, who will work at the elementary level, and Marla De La Cruz, who will oversee grades 6 to 12. Munyon is replacing Eric Oxford, who moved to a position in Ipswich Public Schools as Pupil Personnel Services Director. De La Cruz, a native of Puerto Rico, has worked as an educator for more than 20 years as a teacher, principal, and administrator in several districts. In Newburyport, Mayor Sean Reardon did not see his $154 million capital improvement plan approved by the City Council on Tuesday. But according to the Newburyport Daily News, he's not too worried about waiting until after the new fiscal year begins today to see it adopted. The mayor's $86.7 million budget was approved by the council 6-5 on Tuesday, but the vote on the $154 million CIP was 5-5, and it remains unapproved. And as you must know by now, 4th of July is Thursday. This year, residents and visitors can attend parades, fireworks, and bonfires as Cape Ann celebrates. All listed events are free. In Gloucester, the celebration begins Wednesday at 5 p.m. with a concert on Stacy Boulevard, followed by the Fishtown Horribles Parade at 6 and fireworks after the parade. In sports, the Red Sox beat the Padres Sunday at Fenway Park 4-1. They will resume play tomorrow night in Miami. And Nick Giannino reports in the Gloucester Times that Derek Hopkins won the Sunday Champions Greasy Pole Walk yesterday at the St. Peter's Fiesta to become a 6-time champion. Nick has complete coverage in today's edition of the Gloucester Times. With MSO News Sports, I'm Rick Moore.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
If you're a soap bar user and you're always annoyed by the fact that when you use your entire bar, you're stuck with this little sliver of soap that you don't know what to do with, hold on, because I think I have the solution for you. It's always a pain to have that little sliver of soap that we didn't really know how to use but didn't want to waste and throw away. So we invented this cute cube-shaped soap bar that then you can place your old little soap sliver right into. There's a carved out X in the center of the bar that then you can place your old soap sliver into. You just break up that little sliver into pieces that are two or three and it fits right inside. And bam, now you've got a brand new soap bar and you didn't have to waste anything. If that's something you're interested in and you want to support a sustainable small business, then head on over to our shop at exobath.com. You can buy one for yourself or give it as a gift. It ships anywhere in the United States and you can get 20% off your first order.
Click on to the Exobath banner at the top of our website.